Well, I think I've always had the idea to open up a contemporary art center in the back of my mind, but it wasn't until I saw this building that I realized this would be the perfect place to realize that idea. So I think it all came about, you know, almost as a lucky coincidence, but it's something that's definitely been long coming, and I always thought that Moscow should have a place like this. Aesthetically, I love this particular building. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I love its form. I love that it's a perfect parallelogram. I love this time in architecture. So for me, this was the perfect building. When I started working on this building, there had already been talks with Ilya and Emilia Kabakov to do their retrospective in this building. So we continued that conversation. My father is really into architecture. Both of my best friends are artists, and I think it's always been around me. So. The startup costs of the center have been privately funded, and once we're in operation, we will raise funds through our membership program, through various museum services, through corporate sponsorships and private patronage.
Can you tell something about your ambitions for this place? What do you want to do with this place? Who do you want to come here? Where will you be in 5 years?
I hope everybody comes here. Absolutely, right. No limits. I hope young people come here. I hope old people come here. I hope people who love contemporary art and people who don't like contemporary art all come here. And I just hope to start a dialogue with our audience, and I hope to get them excited about, you know, the different artists that are out there.
Could I be so bold, perhaps, as to ask whether Mr. Abramovich was supportive of your idea?
I don't comment about Mr.
Abramovich. You don't comment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.